Welcome, everyone. We're diving deep today into what you absolutely need to know for the Texas DMV written test. Think of this as your focused study session, pulling out the key stuff from the Mastering the Texas DMV exam book.
Exactly. We're not just listing facts. We want to give you examples, maybe some memory tricks, to really make it stick.
So grab a notepad, maybe jot down some key points. Our goal is simple: help you feel confident and ready. Let's jump right in with right of way, especially at intersections. These can be tricky, right?
Oh, definitely. Intersections are where a lot of confusion happens.
Mm-hmm.
But understanding right of way is, well, it's fundamental for safety and for passing your test.
Okay, so where do we start? Uncontrolled intersections, the ones without signs or signals.
Yeah, let's start there. The basic rule, the golden rule really, is yield to the vehicle on your right. Doesn't matter who got there first. If you pull up and there's someone on your right, you let them go.
Yield to the right. Okay. What if no one's on my right?
Then you check carefully both ways and proceed with caution. But left turns, they're a different story.
Left turns at uncontrolled intersections. Yeah, what's the rule?
If you're turning left, you have to yield to all oncoming traffic. That means anyone going straight, anyone turning right, even anyone already in the intersection. Basically, you wait until it's totally clear.
Got it. Left turns mean yielding to everyone else. Okay, what about intersections with signals, like protected left turns the green arrow? Seems straightforward.
It usually is. That green arrow gives you the right of way over oncoming traffic. But never assume. Always do a quick double check for vehicles maybe finishing their turn or, you know, pedestrians who might be crossing. Safety first.
Right. Always double check. Now, stop signs. We know stop means stop. But what about, say, a four-way stop?
Okay, so first, a complete stop, not a rolling stop, behind the line or before the crosswalk. Then you yield to any vehicle that got there before you.
Makes sense. First come, first served. What if two cars arrive at the exact same time?
Good question. If two cars arrive simultaneously at a four-way stop, the driver on the right has the right of way.
Okay, right goes first. What if we arrive at the same time facing each other and I want to turn left and they're going straight?
Ah, in that situation, the vehicle going straight or turning right has the priority. So the left-turning vehicle waits.
Okay. Turning left often means waiting. What about yield signs then? It's not a full stop.
Right. A yield sign means you need to slow down, check for traffic, and be prepared to stop if necessary. You let the other traffic go first. The goal is to merge or enter without forcing anyone else to brake hard or swerve. Just blend in safely.
Makes sense. And pedestrians, I know they generally have the right of way.
Always. Always yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. And that includes unmarked crosswalks at intersections, too. If they're on your half of the road, or even if they're just approaching closely from the other side, you stop and wait. Be extra careful in places like downtowns or near schools.
Right. Pedestrians first. Finally, for right of way. Emergency vehicles. Lights flashing, sirens wailing.
Immediate action. You have to yield. Pull over to the right side of the road as safely and quickly as possible and come to a complete stop.
What if I'm at a red light?
If you're stopped at an intersection, you might need to carefully proceed through only if it's necessary to clear a path for them. Then pull over and stop. And wait until all the emergency vehicles have passed before you move. Keep at least 500 feet behind them once they're moving again. Give them space.
500 feet. Got it. Okay, let's shift gears. Speed limits seems simple, but Texas has some fast roads.
It does. So you have your standard posted speed limits, the maximum legal speed in perfect conditions. But yeah, Texas also has high-speed corridors, sometimes up to 85 miles per hour.
85, wow.
Yeah, and on those roads, you really need extra focus and, critically, a much greater following distance. We'll get to that.
Okay. What other types of limits?
You also have special zones, school zones, where the limit typically drops by 10, 15 mile per hour when lights are flashing or during school hours. Uh-huh. And construction zones, often with doubled fines, so slow down and be alert.
So the number on the sign is just the limit for ideal conditions.
Exactly. You must adjust your speed for conditions. Rain, fog, heavy traffic, poor visibility, you slow down. It's about being safe, not just legal. Always scan ahead, anticipate problems.
Makes total sense. Now, following distance, you mentioned it's crucial, especially at higher speeds. How do we measure it? Is there a rule?
Yes. The Texas DPS recommends a minimum following distance. For speeds 30 miles per hour or less, it's at least 2 seconds.
2 seconds? How do I judge that?
Pick a fixed object, like a sign or a tree, that the car ahead of you passes. Then start counting. 1001, 1002. If you pass that same object before you finish counting, you're too close.
Okay, 2 seconds under 30. What about faster speeds?
Above 30 mile per hour, in good conditions, you need at least a 4 second falling distance. So 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004.
4 seconds, that really sounds like a lot of space when you're on the highway.
It might feel like it, but think about reaction time plus braking distance. At 85 mile per hour, that 4 second gap is over 500 feet, longer than a football field. You need that buffer.
Wow, okay, 500 feet. And I guess you need even more space in bad weather.
Absolutely. Rain, fog, night driving, following large trucks increase that distance. Maintaining a safe space cushion all around your vehicle is key. It gives you options if something goes wrong.
Right, that space cushion. Okay, let's talk about lanes. Lane usage, passing, merging, navigating Texas traffic. Staying in your lane seems basic.
It is, mostly. Stay centered in your lane. On highways with three or more lanes going your way, the general rule is keep right except to pass. The left lane is primarily for passing.
When should I not change lanes?
Avoid changing lanes when you're going through an intersection, on a curve, near on-ramps or off-ramps, if there isn't enough space, or if someone else is already signaling to move into that same space.
And the process is signal, check mirrors, check blind spot.
Exactly. Signal your intention clearly, check your rear view and side mirrors, then take that quick glance over your shoulder for the blind spot. If it's clear, accelerate slightly and move over smoothly.
Okay. Passing, usually on the left, right. What are the key safety points, especially on, say, a two-lane rural road?
Yes, pass on the left. First, make absolutely certain the oncoming lane is clear for the entire maneuver. Signal well in advance. Check mirrors and blind spot again. On those two-lane roads, be extra cautious. Judging distance and speed of oncoming cars can be tricky. Never, ever pass in a no-passing zone. Look for the signs or the solid yellow line on your side of the center line. And never pass on the shoulder.
Definitely not on the right shoulder. That's illegal and dangerous. And be super aware of big trucks and buses. They have huge blind spots. If you can't see their mirrors, assume they can't see you.
Good point. Okay, merging. Getting onto a busy highway can be stressful. Tips.
Use the entire acceleration lane. That's what it's for. Get your speed up to match the flow of traffic on the highway. Check your mirrors, signal, find a safe gap, and then merge smoothly.
What if traffic is stopped on the ramp?
You should never stop on an entrance ramp unless traffic on the highway itself is completely backed up and stopped. Keep moving if possible. What about the zipper merge in construction zones?
Yes, the zipper merge. When a lane is ending, drivers should use both lanes fully up to the merge point and then take turns merging like the teeth of a zipper coming together. It actually helps traffic flow better if everyone does it.
Good to know. Texas has some special lanes too, right? HOV lanes, center turn lanes.
Yes, HOV lanes, high occupancy vehicle. Check the signs for the rules, like how many people need to be in the car or if there's a toll. Managed lanes might also have specific toll or access rules. Center turn lanes, the ones in the middle of the road with solid yellow outside lines and dashed yellow inside lines, are only for making left turns.
Not for driving in.
No, definitely not for driving straight or passing. Signal, move into it shortly before your turn, make your turn when it's safe, and don't travel in it for more than 200 feet. Watch for oncoming cars also using it to turn left.
Okay. And driving on the shoulder, is that ever okay in Texas?
This is a Texas-specific thing. You can sometimes drive on an improved shoulder, meaning it's paved, but only in specific situations and only when it's safe, like if you're disabled or slowing for a right turn or avoiding a crash or letting someone pass who is turning left, or sometimes to let faster traffic by if you're preparing for a left turn. But use extreme caution. It's not a regular driving lane.
Got it. Use with extreme caution and bike lanes.
Treat bike lanes, the ones marked with bike symbols, as off limits for driving, parking, or stopping. The only exception is if you need to cross one to make a turn within 200 feet of an intersection. Always check for cyclists before turning across a bike lane and give them at least 3 feet of space when passing. More for big trucks.
3 feet minimum. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's decode the visual cues, traffic signals, and road markings. Beyond red, yellow, green, what signals do I need to know?
Flashing signals are key. A flashing red light is treated exactly like a stop sign. Complete stop, yield, proceed when safe.
And flashing yellow?
Flashing yellow means proceed with caution. Slow down, look carefully both ways, but you don't necessarily have to stop if the way is clear. Also, watch for overhead lane use signals on some highways. Green arrow means the lane is open, red X means it's closed, and a flashing yellow X means the lane direction is about to change, so move out of it safely.
Okay. Now, the lines on the road, solid white.
Solid white lines generally discourage lane changes. You see them near intersections, exits, places where you want traffic to stay put.
Double solid white.
Double solid white lines mean lane changes are prohibited. Don't cross them. Dashed white lines, separate lanes moving in the same direction. You can change lanes across them, but only when it's safe signal, check mirrors, blind spot.
Yellow lines now, solid yellow.
Solid yellow lines mark the left edge of divided highways or separate traffic moving in opposite directions where passing is prohibited on your side. If the solid yellow is on your left, don't cross it to pass. Dashed yellow lines also separate opposing traffic, but they mean passing is permitted on your side when it's safe and the oncoming lane is clear.
What about double yellow lines where one is solid, one is dashed?
That means passing is okay only if the dashed line is on your side. If the solid line is on your side, no passing.
Got it. Dashed side can pass, solid side cannot. Crosswalks and stop lines.
Crosswalks marked with white lines or stripes are for pedestrians. Yield to them. Stop lines are the thick white lines before an intersection or stop sign. You must stop before your front bumper crosses that line.
And those arrows painted in the lanes.
Lane designation markings. They show you which movements are allowed from that specific lane, like straight only, left turn only, or straight right turn. Follow the arrows for your intended path.
Center turn lanes, again, the markings are solid yellow outside, dashed inside.
Correct. Reinforces they're just for left turns, short distance only.
Bike lanes have markings too.
Yep, usually a solid white line separating them, plus bike symbols and maybe bike lane stenciled. Stay out unless turning. Bus lanes might have a diamond symbol.
Okay, signs, regulatory, warning, guide, quick reminder.
Regulatory signs state the law, stop, yield, speed limit, usually white rectangles with black or red letters.
Mm-mm.
Obey them. Warning signs are usually yellow and diamond shaped, warning of potential hazards, curves, crossings, slippery roads. They tell you to be alert and possibly slow down. Guide signs provide information routes, distances, service is usually green, blue, or brown.
All right, before we even start the engine, pre-drive checks, especially important in Texas with the heat, the distances, right?
Absolutely crucial. Takes just a minute and can save you a lot of trouble. First, lights. Walk around, check headlights, low and high beam. Taillights, brake lights, have someone help or check reflection. Turn signals, hazards, reverse lights.
When are headlights required again in Texas?
30 minutes after sunset until 30 minutes before sunrise. Also, anytime you're using your wipers due to rain, fog, etc., or when visibility is less than 1,000 feet. Basically, if visibility is poor, turn them on.
Okay. What else on the walk around?
Look under the car for leaks. Check for obstructions. Glance at the body for damage. Make sure windows and mirrors are clean. Check that the hood and trunk are latched. In Texas, maybe also check for critters nesting, especially rurally, and dust on lights if you've been on dirt roads.
Fluids are key in the heat. Which ones?
Engine oil. Check the dipstick when the engine is cool. Keep it between add and full. Coolant, check the reservoir level. Again, when cool. Super important for preventing overheating here. Never open a hot radiator cap.
Right. Never open a hot cap. What else?
Windshield washer fluid. Keep it topped up. Maybe use one with bug remover. Brake fluid. Check the reservoir level. Low fluid could mean a leak.
Tires. What am I looking for?
Proper inflation. Look for the recommended pressure on the driver's door jam sticker, not on the tire itself. Check tread depth needs to be at least 232 inch. Use the penny test. If you can see all of Lincoln's head, your tread is too low. Look for cuts, bulges, uneven wear.
Okay, inside the car now.
Mirrors. Adjust your rear view mirror for a clear view straight back. Adjust side mirrors to minimize blind spots. Lean towards the window, adjust the mirror so you can just see the side of your car.
Hmm.
But always, always do a quick head check over your shoulder before changing lanes. Mirrors don't see everything.
Brakes check, wipers, horn.
Before starting, press the brake pedal. It should feel firm, not spongy. Test them gently once you start moving slowly. Check wipers for wear, make sure they clear the windshield effectively, give the horn a quick beep, and glance at the dashboard when you start the car, make sure warning lights come on and then go off. If any stay on, check your manual.
Good habits. Okay, let's talk maneuvers. Steering, what's the best technique?
For most driving and gentle turns, use the push-pull method. Keep hands generally at 9 and 3 or 10 and 2. For sharper turns, you might need hand over hand. Keep a relaxed but firm grip. Avoid jerky movements. Let the wheel slide back smoothly after a turn. Always scan ahead to anticipate turns.
Braking. Smooth and steady from normal stops.
Exactly. Smooth, steady pressure. For emergency stops, if you have ABS, press hard and hold don't pump. The system does the pulsing for you.
And if I don't have ABS?
Apply firm, steady pressure just short of locking the wheels. If they do lock up, ease off slightly, then reapply. It's called threshold braking. You might need to pump gently on ice without ABS. Adapt your braking for conditions brake earlier and lighter in rain.
Lane positioning. Mostly center, but any adjustments.
Yeah, space center generally. But give cyclists extra room by moving slightly left in your lane when passing. Maybe position slightly left on narrow rural roads without shoulders. Give parked cars space to avoid opening doors.
Backing up, always look back.
Yes. Turn your head and look over your right shoulder through the rear window. Don't just rely on mirrors or cameras, though they help. Back up slowly, like walking pace. Hand at 12 o'clock on the wheel. Steer in the direction you want the rear of the car to go. Small inputs.
Parking. Parallel parking gives people nightmares. Any quick tips?
Practice helps. Signal. Line up correctly with the car ahead. About 2 feet away, rear bumpers aligned. Reverse slowly, turning the wheel fully towards the curb. Straighten when at 45 degrees. Continue back until clear. Then turn the wheel away from the curb to straighten. Slow and steady.
Perpendicular parking, like in a parking lot.
Give yourself room to swing in. Signal. Position your car about 5-6 feet out from the parked cars. When your front bumper aligns with the center of the space, turn sharply, aiming for the center. Stop before hitting the curb, backing out. Check everywhere, back straight until your front clears the cars next to you, then turn.
Turning at intersections. Signal distance.
Signal at least 100 feet before the turn in town, maybe 200 feet on highways. Slow down before the turn, not in it.
Right turns versus left turns?
Right turns. Stay close to the right curb. Left turns. And with the leftmost lane going your direction, unless marked otherwise. Yield to oncoming traffic if it's an unprotected left turn. Watch for big trucks making wide turns.
U-turn.
Allowed at intersections with a green light or arrow, unless a sign prohibits it. Never on curves, hills, or where you can't see clearly for a same distance.
Hill starts. How to avoid rolling back.
Foot on brake, shift to drive, apply parking brake firmly, release foot brake, gently press accelerator, smoothly release parking brake as the car starts to move forward. Leave extra room behind the car in front when stopping uphill.
Navigating tricky intersections like four-way stops or Texas frontage roads.
Four-way stops. Complete stop. Yield to vehicles already there. Or yield to the right if arriving simultaneously. Frontage roads. Watch for yield signs when entering main lanes. Be aware if they're one-way or two-way. Use acceleration lanes properly when merging onto the highway. Roundabouts. Slow down. Yield to traffic in the circle. Enter when safe. Stay in your lane. Signal exit.
Okay, emergency situations. These are critical. Flat tire on a highway.
Don't panic brake. Grip the wheel firmly. Ease off the gas. Slow down gradually. Turn on hazards. Find a safe spot completely off the road level ground if possible. If changing it yourself, be careful. Use the right tools. Tighten lugs in a star pattern. Remember, spare tires have limits.
Engine trouble, warning lights, strange noises, overheating.
Pay attention to those signs. If it overheats, temp gauge climbing, steam, turn off AC, turn on the heater, full blast. It pulls heat from the engine. Pull over safely, turn off the engine. Wait at least 30 minutes before checking coolant. And again, never open a hot radiator.
What if the engine just dies while driving?
Maintain steering control. Shift to neutral. Apply firm, steady brake pressure. It might be harder without power assist. Steer safely off the road, then turn off the ignition.
Skids. Front wheels lose grip, understeer, or rear wheels oversteer.
Understeer. Ease off the gas. Steer gently where you want to go. Don't brake hard. Oversteer. Rear slides out. Steer into the skid, the direction the rear is sliding. Ease off gas. Avoid braking suddenly. As you recover, gently countersteer.
Hydroplaning in the rain.
Avoid it by slowing down, having good tires, avoiding puddles. If it happens, ease off the accelerator smoothly. Don't brake or steer suddenly. Wait for tires to regain contact.
Total brake failure or steering failure.
Brake failure. Pump the pedal hard and fast. If no luck, use the parking brake gradually, not abruptly. Shift to a lower gear. Steer to safety. Steering failure. Ease off gas. Brake gently. Hazards on. Try to steer smoothly off the road.
Texas specials. Flash floods. Dust storms.
Flash floods. Turn around. Don't drown. Never drive into moving water. It takes very little water to sweep a car away. Find another route. If caught, abandon the vehicle and get to higher ground. Dust storms, West Texas Panhandle. If possible, pull completely off the pavement. Turn off all lights so others don't follow you. Set parking brake, stay buckled, engine off, windows closed. If you can't pull off, slow way down, headlights on. Use the edge line as a guide. Honk horn periodically.
Extreme heat safety.
Watch for overheating. If stranded, stay with the vehicle for shade, drink water, signal for help. Never leave kids or pets in parked cars, even for a minute.
Wildlife on the road. Deer especially.
Be alert at dawn and dusk. Watch for signs. Scan road edges. Use high beams when possible. See one. Expect more. Slow down in known crossing areas. If collision is imminent, brake firmly, but do not swerve. Swerving is often more dangerous. Afterward, pull over safely. Check for injuries. Call 911 if needed. Don't approach injured animals.
Okay, final stretch. test-taking strategies for the written exam. What's the test like?
Computer-based, multiple choice. Usually 30 questions for first-timers. You need 70% to pass, so at least 21 correct. Cover signs, laws, safety, penalties with a Texas focus.
Best way to study.
Start early, use the handbook, mastering the Texas DMV exam, maybe make slashcards, take practice tests seriously to help identify weak spots. Read actively, don't just skim. Understand the why behind the rules. Get good sleep before.
Test anxiety is real. How to manage it?
Preparation builds confidence, which reduces anxiety. Practice deep breathing if you feel stressed during the test. Remind yourself you've studied. Visualize success.
Tackling those multiple choice questions.
Read the question carefully, then read all the answer choices before picking one. Eliminate obviously wrong answers first. Look for the best answer. Sometimes more than one seems okay. Think safety first. If stuck, make your best educated guess or mark it and come back.
Time management during the test.
Don't get bogged down on one question. If you're unsure, skip it and come back if time allows. Answer the ones you know first to build confidence and save time. Keep an eye on the clock, but don't rush unnecessarily.
Common mistakes to avoid.
Misreading the question, especially words like not or except. Not reading all the options. Choosing an answer based on a guess rather than the rules you learned. Overthinking simple questions.
What if I don't pass the first time?
It's okay. Don't get discouraged. You can usually retake it after a day. Figure out what areas you struggled with. Review those sections. Take more practice tests. You get multiple attempts with your fee, usually three.
Okay, pass the written. Any quick tips for the driving test?
Ensure your car is legal and safe. Registration, inspection, lights, horn, wipers, tires, etc. Practice the maneuvers. Parallel parking, backing straight, turns, lane changes. Practice near the testing center if possible. On test day, bring documents, arrive early, stay calm, listen carefully to the examiner's instructions. Focus on smooth, safe driving. Check mirrors frequently, signal properly, control your speed. If you make a small mistake, acknowledge it, correct it safely, and keep driving well. Don't let one error rattle you.
Wow, that was a lot, but incredibly helpful. We've really covered the core knowledge you need from the Texas Driver's Handbook and mastering the Texas DMV exam.
Yeah, we hit right away. Speed, following distance, lanes, signs, markings, pre-drive checks, maneuvers, emergencies, and test tips. It's a solid foundation.
Remember, this audio guide works best alongside your reading. Go back and listen again to the parts you found challenging.
Repetition helps solidify it. The goal isn't just passing the test. It's about being a safe, responsible driver on Texas roads for years to come.
Absolutely. By putting in the time now, you're setting yourself up for success.
You definitely have the supplementary knowledge now. Combine this with your studying, and you should feel much more prepared.
Good luck with your Texas DPS written test. You've got this.